Here today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. The answer on how to get off on the right side of the bed is greater than 37. Yes, really. Starting your day on a positive note isn't rocket science, but it did take a mathematician to work out a formula for doing it correctly. The president-elect of the British Science Association created an equation at the behest of a breakfast cereal company. Her number crunching was based on information collected from a survey of 2,000 people in the UK who were asked about their sleep and morning routine. Those who felt the best as they embarked on their day on average woke up at 6:44 a.m., but didn't climb out of bed until 7:12. They sat down to breakfast 13 minutes later and spent 18 minutes on the task, and they exercised for 21 minutes. More than half said they made poor food choices for their first meal of the day, mostly because they're rushed. About a third reported regularly getting up on the wrong side of the bed. The actual equation, which incorporates some of these numbers, gets a little complicated. Suffice to say it involves a bit of division, a pinch of multiplication, and a touch of addition. This is math, after all. It considers the time you spend in the morning showering, exercising, meditating, or even doing the daily crossword puzzle. It takes the minutes spent eating breakfast and multiplies that by two, because, hey, breakfast is a really important meal. This calculation considers 8 hours the ideal night's sleep. Based on the survey, the best result when running the calculation is, as we said, greater than 37. None of this, of course, is as weighty as E equals MC squared, but a high score will nonetheless help you start the day with lots of energy. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health and by WUFT-FM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.